So I'm here with Jackie Rollins from the city of Rexburg, or from the venues.
It's the city of Rexburg, and the venues is what we call our historical buildings.
Okay, great. So could you just tell us kind of what you do?
Okay. I am the cultural arts director and museum curator for the city. So basically it means I'm over the Romance Theater, the Tabernacle, and the museum. And then I also do events for the city. So I get to bring in people to those two buildings or do festivals or rent out the buildings for people that like to use them.
And what sort of things are happening?
We just finished having the National Parks play two nights at the Romance. It was amazing. We sold out both nights, so that was really fun. We're doing movies at the Romance Theater for just $1.50 a night. We have a couple coming up still. We have Jurassic Park on the 19th at 7 o'clock. Jaws. The original, on the 26th at 7 p.m. And then Nightmare Before Christmas on Monday night, the 29th at 6:30. But there's a free cartoon, Ichabod Crane, that's on at 6 p.m. if you want to come a little early for that. And that's at it's also $1.50. We have local band night at the Romance. It's $5. It's at 7 p.m. And that is on the 27th. It's a Saturday night. And those is going to be a David Bowie tribute band called Starman.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the two other bands is New Vote and A.W. Felt. So there's some local bands that are going to get an opportunity to play at the Romance Theater. And we're trying to do that more, where if there's some bands out there that want an opportunity to get a hold of us and audition for us and stuff, we're trying to pull these band nights together and give them this opportunity to play in a venue like that. So that's kind of fun. On November 23rd, this is kind of a big deal. The Rexburg Tabernacle Orchestra will be playing at the Tabernacle Civic Center at 7:30 p.m. It's a Saturday night. A lot of times theirs have been on a Wednesday night, but this is going to be on a Saturday night. And it's a multimedia connection performance. So they'll have a big screen up and they'll have video playing with these three different pieces. And it's going to be connecting. These pieces are supposed to have a feeling of the Grand Canyon and the rainforests and the ocean. So it's supposed to just some really beautiful movements that are going to be a part of that performance. On October 31st, we have our Kidsburg that's out at the Zone, and that's going to be opening up. And that's like an area for kids to play in that's like a little town and stuff. So it's indoor playing, things like that for young kids. But it's open for free on October 31st for trunk or treat kind of thing, carnival, trick or treating. And that's from noon until 4 p.m. that day on the 31st. So people can go do that out of the weather. So that's going to be kind of fun and come see that new place. And then the other thing is that every year on Thanksgiving, for those who are in town, we have this beautiful tradition, and that is from 10 to 11, it's just 1 hour, they have what they call the Turkey Choir perform. And there are stories and music, and this choir plays, and there's some solos and stuff, but it's a great tradition for Thanksgiving morning. And if you want to be a part of it, anybody, doesn't have to be locals, anybody can be a part of it every Sunday night between now and then. At 7:30 p.m. to 9, so it's only an hour and a half, you can come and be a part of that, the rehearsal at the Tabernacle, starting just this last Sunday, so that's still early enough that you can be a part of that.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, some great things that are coming up over the next few weeks.
Yeah. So, do you generally reach out to people, or do you have a lot of people coming to you?
You know, when we first started this job, I had to reach out to a lot of people and try to fill the time. Now we are literally booked almost every weekend with people using the building or one of our events until the holidays, until the end of December. We're that full, which is pretty exciting. We have a group that's the Down Syndrome of East Idaho. They're using it for a talent show one night for their group. And so we have OUR that, you know, that's using it this coming weekend on Saturday, that is renting it for one of their fundraisers on Saturday at the Tabernacle. Their event is coming up. So we have a lot of people that are using these buildings. We just had a film this morning that the police were showing, and they're showing it again tonight for the public about the chronic epidemic of marijuana and the use of it and the people, the difference. So we're using those buildings for lots of different things, political meetings. So there's just a lot of different groups that are using it. So it's kind of fun to be able to see these old buildings in our historical area that are coming and using them. And so we're using it and they're using it, which is nice.
And it's the Romance Theater. and the Tabernacle. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's called the Tabernacle Civic Center. A lot of people are wondering about that. It used to be an LDS Tabernacle. It was a church building. And then after the flood, the LDS church was looking to sell it. And the city came and bought it. And then they put a museum downstairs. And then it was used as a civic center. And that's why it's the Rexburg Tabernacle Civic Center. And so when there's any type of music or anything like that in there, people need to know that it's not a church-based thing.
Great. And the Romance Theater then... It's been there a while, too, right?
Yeah, officially 1917, but as we've been doing some research, there it might have been a little bit earlier, but there was a history there, I guess, for Halloween time. I could tell you a little bit of a story if you have a minute. Yeah, so there was a woman named Mona that was part of the vaudeville era, and she was known as the Bulletproof Woman. And what she would do, she had a card attached to a belt, and a playing card, and then she had a plate behind her. And her partner would ask for a gun from the audience, and they would shoot it, and she would move. He'd shoot for her side, and she'd slip out the card with another card on that belt and have a bullet hole in it. And the plate behind her would shatter because she'd move. And so she would be known as the Bulletproof Woman. It was all sleight of hand. But the time that she was on a stage here in town, he grabbed a shotgun instead of a regular gun and shot her. Down her side, and it hit her ribs and her lung, and she died. There is discrepancy of what theater for sure it was, but the research that we're starting to do now, and that was in 1913, 1914. So we believe that it was there at the Rex, which is where the Romance was, and then the name change happened in 1917. So a lot of the history says that it was 1917, but we think that it was earlier, but people don't want to admit that that happened in their area. So
that it might be haunted.
It is. She's there. Sure. Every theater has a ghost, and Mona is ours, and we love her.
That's great. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.